All right, we're here with Lieutenant Colonel Abraham. Sir, can you give me your full name and your unit and what we're doing here today?
My name is Lieutenant Colonel Heath Abraham, the commander of the 153rd Engineer Battalion, South Dakota Army National Guard. The operation we had here this morning was a maneuver augmentation company, specifically the 211th MAC, conducting a combined obstacle breach. We had one platoon in place, a complex obstacle consisting of triple strand, a minefield, and a 12-row anti-tank barrier. Our breach platoon then came in with AVLBs and 113s and their breach teams of combat engineers. They breached the 12-row, breached the triple strand, and then breached a natural obstacle, all different opportunities for the deployment of the AVLB. Once the breaches were complete, the combat engineers were able to mark lanes to safely pass a maneuver element through the obstacle.
Now, you came to Fort McCoy all the way from South Dakota. How have you enjoyed doing your training here at Fort McCoy?
Fort McCoy has been incredibly easy to work with. The variety of simulation centers and ranges was, bar none, one of the best that we've got within a day's drive of South Dakota. So I brought units from Huron, South Dakota, and Madison, South Dakota, three different companies here to Fort McCoy this summer to train for annual training.
Okay, and besides the events today, what other training are you accomplishing during your time here?
So our battalion headquarters is conducting TOC operations. HHC is supporting the battalion in that exercise. FSC, our forward support company, is supporting these two other companies with their forward logistics elements and conducting their log pack operations, as well as the maneuver augmentation company conducting the breach.
Okay, and how important is it for an engineer unit to be ready to go at any time?
The engineer units can get called up at any point in time. Engineers are predominantly within the reserve forces of the Army Reserve and the National Guard. So the active duty needs us to be ready always, trained and equipped, ready to move out whenever they need us.
And now this year the Army has gone back to Be All You Can Be, one of the historical recruiting slogans that we have had. And one of the things that is unique about the Army in the engineer world is the engineers are one of the unique skill sets within the Army. If you were to talk about the unique set of what an engineer is, how would you market that?
Being an engineer is outstanding opportunity for anybody. We've got infantry skills that are required of our soldiers, and we've got demolition skills that are a bar above some of the infantry basic training. The engineers also focus on the heavy equipment capabilities that you can see here today. And we've integrated now, so we've got men and women within a historically all-male force. So they've demonstrated this morning the capabilities of all soldiers to get the job done when we need to. So I think the Army transitioning back to Be All You Can Be is a great step in the right direction to just empower all of our young soldiers to look for ways to serve and know that they can serve in any capacity you join the military.
Anything else you would like to add?
It's been a great training here at Fort McCoy these last 2 weeks, so we're looking forward to scheduling an opportunity for us to return.